Okay. Huh? Teira Ord, page Mem Dalid, second column. We'll call it the first paragraph. Okay, Altreb was explaining now, like in the Mishkan, is a level of Yosef. Yosef is greater. Therefore, animal is higher than plant, which is higher than. This is higher than inanimate. But Lasa Lava, Evan is going to be higher, Earth is going to be higher, Yehuda is going to be higher, and so on. So this is still part of apprentices, but we'll learn this last paragraph of the mind. Now we'll understand what the Arizal says. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there was a wicked king by the name of Yeravim ben Nevat, caused the Jews to do a lot of idol worshipping. So Hashem, but Yeravim ben Nevat, by the way, in learning Torah, nobody was as great as him. He was super great in learning Torah. Hashem grabbed him. Hashem said to Yeravim ben Nevat, do tshuva. So he says, the Gemara continues, Hashem says, do tshuva, and you, me, and Ben Yishai, meaning David, are going to walk together in Gan Eden. Amalei, mi berosh. So Yeravim ben Nevat said to Hashem, who's going to be first, me or David? Amalei, Ben Yishai berosh. Ben Yishai is going to be the head. Amalei, yachilei ba'inet. So Hashem said to him, if that's the case, I don't want to do tshuva. Very interesting Gemara. Yeah, Hashem asked him to do tshuva. He said, and he will walk together in Gan Eden. Then Hashem says, hey, Yeravim ben Nevat says, who's going to be in the head? So he says, David Amach. So he said, I don't want to do tshuva. So he says, Shumamish be'inyan now. This is exactly what we're learning about until now. Yeravim ben Nevat came from the tribe of Yosef. So the question is, Yosef and David HaMelech, Yehuda. So now the question is, he says, who's going to be on top? Who's going to be greater, Yosef or Yehuda? So he says, Shakari Baruch Hu Ratza Sheyiravim Ben Nevat Yachzeh B'Tshuva. And then, if he does Tshuva, Yoy Ben Mechines Madregis Yosef, Mechines Eitz Ephraim. And he said, then Hashem wanted to have the level of Tshuva by Yeravim Ben Nevat, and he'll have the revelation of Yosef. And that's why Hashem said to him, me, you, and Ben Yishai, David HaMelech will walk in Gan Eden. There'll have this tremendously great revelation of Elokus. And then, Yeravim ben Nevat wanted it should be like now that Yosef is greater. Yeah, now Yeravim ben Nevat wanted in Gan Eden that Yosef should be greater. Shebechinus Madregas Yosef lemalim bechinus Yehuda lekachu rotzeli esrosh gabi David. Therefore, he wanted to be the head. In other words, the Gemara sounds pretty funny. Hashem offers a guy Gan Eden, okay, and he says to him, "Behel is going to be first place." So he said, "You're going to be in second place." He said, "I don't want it." I mean, look at it, besides the ego of it, I mean, the story doesn't make sense. Whether a guy is willing to give you two gifts, one is $10 billion, one $9 billion. And he's going to say, well, who's going to get the $10 billion? The other guy says, no, forget it, I don't want any of it. I mean, it doesn't make sense. But now, based on what we learned, Al Treb is explaining it. Very simple. Yeravim ben Nevat was from Yosef. Yeravim ben Nevat said Hashem mi berosh in Gan Eden. Who is going to be higher, Yosef or Yehuda? So Hashem says, no, La'asid Lava, Yehuda is going to be higher. He says, no, I don't want that. I want that La'asid Lava should be like now that Yosef is higher, because he came from Yosef. That's what I'm saying. In learning, you're outside. In learning, there was nobody as great as him. In learning, there's nobody as great as Yeravim ben Nevat. You read the stories, you think it's like a Shmegegi, a Psa'ai Roshim. These guys were very great people, except they took a wrong turn with their egos. Yeah. These were great people in Korach. Korach is this mamzer somewhere. Korach was super great. He saw, he had nevuah that he knew Shmuel and Avi is going to come from him. I mean, you're talking about super great people. Yeah, there's levels in Gan Eden, there's even levels lost in loving.
There is levels,
so there is competition.
You can't say, the Rebbe writes this somewhere, you can't say that even Tchis HaMesim, Meshe Rabbeinu, we're going to be on the level of Meshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't make sense. It'll be a different thing.
So there will be competition and
change. Are you going back to the source?
Yeah.
In the source,
but even the source, you're going to feel things of the source. So some people are beginning to feel more and some people less. That's what it comes out.
Rabbi, there will be competition and jealousy even in
No, it says there won't be not any jealousy. Everybody will know who they are, what they are, and they won't be jealous of anybody else. I don't want to be anybody else. I want to be me. That's what it's going to be. One second. The kachra to liyat rosh gabi david. Ava kach baruch amalei Hashem setim shalos lava yisava yisala yehuda lochem ben yishem berosh. So he says, Amalei hi achi loy be'ina. I don't want it. What does that mean? We learned already before that Al-Tanabi explains, Yehuda is hodah bitul. Yasef is midas, adding more, 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 more. So he says, Shalahoye be'ina is bitul v'shif l'zeh. He didn't have bitul because Yasef doesn't have bitul. Yehuda is bitul. Yasef is adding. So it's not bitul that you're nothing. If you want to add, like the guy says, my whole life I was trying to become a something. That means I want to add. That's what Yosef is all about. So he said, "Vezeh shamer azal." That's what the Gemara concludes. Gasa seror shabi Yeravim turadase. What messed up Yeravim ben Nevat? His ego. What does that mean in a spiritual sense? He didn't have the bittul of Yehuda, and therefore that was his downfall. Me'ein zem mizbar gam kim mokem achabinyan meraglim. Therefore, the same thing is explained with the Meraglim. What was we learned already many sins of the Meraglim. Here the Alter Rebbe is saying, what's the sin of the Meraglim? Gam came shifle zul gabi eretz al yena. He didn't have bitul teretz Yisrael and the eretz above. Shedimu ba'atman shein tzarech lizeh liyersim ya'almadut chur kulam anoshim. Because it says in the passage, they were all men, right? Men is what's called Amad Duchra, so they don't need Eretz Yisrael, they have it themselves. That's why they wanted to stay in the Midbar. Avo Yetziv Etzad Yehud Yischab Lossid Lavi Betachta Yichud Lamevi Echab Echab. But the reality is, Lossid Lavi, Yetziv Yehud Amam is going to become one. There won't be even me Barash, there'll be Mamish become one. Okay, we finished the Tmaimer, there's one more Maimer left, so let's go.
What?
At the beginning, Yehuda is going to be higher, and eventually, that's what it seems like here, that eventually they're going to become one. Yeah. Yehuda and Yosef are both going to be the same. Okay, then it says in the pasuk in this week's parsha, V'yelakad Yosef is kol ha-kesef ha-nimsa b'eretz Mitzrayim, V'yovi Yosef as ha-kesef b'eretz party. Right? And the hungry Yosef got all the money from the whole Mitzrayim, the whole world for that matter, and he brought the money to Paris house.
Sounds very
oh, good. Yeah, he's an abusive guy. No, that's why I'm abusive.
No, but it didn't seem to be very benevolent.
So let's see. Let's see what we're talking about.
Yeah. Everybody
ultimate benevolence, because he wanted to elevate Mitzrayim. He wanted to elevate super corruption. And therefore he told him to do a bris. And therefore he told him to bring everything to Pari, which is the elevation of the whole Mitzrayim to the level of Pari, which again, down here, Pari is super low, super, super low. Yeah? He was the top guy of Klip of Mitzrayim, but the delay is Periru Kol Nihirin. Pari had the revelations of the highest levels. Okay, let's see. Hine Amir Azal, Chazal say, Shloish Matanoni is Hitman Yosef. Yosef took all the, you can stand, it was all the money of the civilized world. He took it, the Medrash says, the Gemara says, he took it, divided it into three. Echad nizgalu l'kerach. One was revealed to Kerach, therefore Kerach was so rich. Echad nizgalu l'Antoninus. One, the Medrash says, was revealed to Antoninus, that was the Roman emperor who was Reb Yehuda Hanasi's colleague. Ve'echad genuzin l'tzadikim l'asud lavi. And one is hidden for the tzadikim l'asud lavi.
Spiritual.
Huh?
It's a spiritual.
Love Davka. Let's see what he says. Lahavin, that to understand this, it says in a b'ksiv arzer or la tzaddik, a light was planted to the tzaddik. Or we say this in every Friday night davening. Arzer or la tzaddik ulirishalev simcha. What do we mean? What light is planted for tzaddikim? Yadua haynu b'chinus er kadma. It refers to the light from the beginning of creation, Davanoi Misaifa Almat Saifa Alman, that was revealed, that you're able to see from one end of the world to the next. The gun is HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tzedikayo, meaning like this. It says at the beginning of creation, Vayemer Lakim Yehi Od, Vayehi Od. Hashem said, let there be light, and there became light. So the Mefarshim ask, by all the other things of creation, it says, Vayehi Chein. So it was. So the pasuk should have said, Vayem Elakim Yehi Od, Vayehi Chein. All the other days of creation, Vayehi Chein. So it was. Here it says, Vayem Elakim Yehi Od, Vayehi Od. So simply, the Mefarshim say, because over the second day, third day, a lot of things were created. So you can't say, so was horses, cows, sun, moon. So it says, so it was. Here, one thing was created, Od. Art is three letters, and chen is two letters, and vayihi yod. That's the simple pshat. Okay, because there's only one thing, so it says vayihi yod. But the Medrash says, no. It says like this. The light, and the Medrash says, and the Zohar elaborates even more on it. The Medrash and the Zohar says, here it says in Aramaic, and the Zohar, but the Medrash says it. That the light Hashem created on the first day. By the way, what light is it? It wasn't sunlight. Sun was created on the fourth day. I mean, we put into the sky on the fourth day. What light did God create?
Wisdom.
No, it was simply by He Ought. It was physical light.
What's different?
One second. So the Medrash says, and the Zohar says, he just quoted the Zohar, that there was a light that Hashem created on the first day. A person was able to see with it from one end of the world to the next. Hashem saw the world wasn't fit for that type of ord. Gonze, Hashem hid it. Where? So there's two opinions in the Medrash. Either Gonze Bateira, he hid it in Teira, or Gonze La'asid Lavi, Tzadikim La'asid Lavi, or else he hid it for the Tzadikim when Mashiach comes. Yeah? That's two opinions. By the way, there's an interesting story with the Baal Shem Tev. A lady came to him with a missing husband, and he looked into the Zohar and told exactly. So the Talmidim asked him, it doesn't say in the Zohar where the husband is, so you could have just said it. Why do you have to look in the Zohar? So the Baal Shem Tov said this Medrash, and he said that Hashem hid it in Teirah. You're able to see from one end of the world to the next, and Zohar means to shine. So I looked into Zohar, I saw from one end of the world to the next, and I saw where the husband was. Here now, that I was speaking the second point. The light was planted for the tzaddikim. The Zohar says, what light are we talking about? The light that Hashem created on the first day. And by the way, that's why the Medrash says, it says, it can't say Vayihi Chein. Because Vayihi Chein means it will be the same light that Hashem said. It's a Vayihi Od. And when it says Vayihi, it's an expression of sadness, the Gemara says. So Vayihi Od means, in Nebuch, sadly, it was a different light, type of light, because the first light the world was not worthy of.
When you give a bris to a goy, does it elevate the
a bris to the goy?
Yeah, to a boy. Oh,
goy. A goy. A goy.
It doesn't do anything because his neshama is not.
It still refines him a little bit because the Egyptians were the most corrupt sexually in the world. Bris is still cutting off that it becomes a little bit, it's not like a yid, the brit with Hashem.
Generally speaking, any mitzvah has anything to do with going, if a goy gives charity.
Doesn't do anything. It makes him a better person. It doesn't bring kedusha.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it makes him a good person.
Is not,
no, he hasn't. It doesn't make any kedusha, he doesn't do, no. So he says, being in a Geniza Zeis, to understand what does it mean Hashem hid it? What do you mean Hashem hid it? He says, Yuvan Dine Bavedis Hashem, Yimtse Beis Bechinus Madregis Avas Hashem. There's two levels, there's millions of levels. But here the Alter Rebbe is saying, generally speaking, there's two levels of loving Hashem. Aleph Bechinus Ava Neldav and Shacham and Esbenim is Bindul Sing Sabarfu. One love of Hashem is an offshoot of meditation. When you meditate into the greatness of Hashem, Shayayimik Besichle, when you delve in your mind, V'reimim is Gedulosi, in the elevation how great Hashem is, Yulid Miza His Pilus B'Tshukav His Slavis Elav Yisporich. Seichel, intellect, stimulates feelings. When you meditate into the greatness of Hashem, how merciful, how great God is, that creates within the person a love of Hashem. Huh?
Opens the channel.
Kilefi sichla yuholul ish. Like the pasuk says, according to your seichel, a person will praise. Meaning, shamidas nimshachem acher haseichel v'izbeininus. So this is a love that comes through meditation. Avezui b'chinus heilod hachadosha. This is a new birth. Shenimse michada shayidei seichel v'izbeininus. In other words, this level didn't exist within the person before. This is a created love. By meditating, you create the love. So it's a new level of love. Everything's in Ayam Yom, by the way. V'yesh, you have to know how to look. No, I'm not joking. V'yesh, t'chinas beis ba'ava. There's a second level of love, which is called Ava Mesuteres, the hidden love. In other words, there's a created, revealed love, and there's an innate, inborn, essential love of Hashem, which every neshama has, but it's hidden. She ava, she has b'teva, told us in Nefesh HaLikis, that the nature of, by birth, of the Nefesh HaLikis, she has the b'teva that it wants by nature, the skull of Berenz of Baruch Hu, to become one with Hashem, she hu mekeid of Hashash, which is its source. It's very concealed. Like the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom. Why is a neshama likened to a flame? So the Alter Rebbe explains in Perek Yutes, because just like a flame, by nature, flame goes up, even though it won't exist anymore, it doesn't make sense. But this is its nature above logic. Every neshama is this flame that wants to be one with Hashem. And it's by nature hidden. How do you reveal that Ava Mesuteres? Also through meditation. If it's hidden, it doesn't function if you don't reveal it. You have to reveal it. He says it's interesting. When it comes out to the revealed, it's not a brand new seichel coming out of the nefesh. I mean, a new, yeah. This was there already. Chassidus gives us two simple mishalim for this. You have burning coals that you don't see the fire. You don't see it.
It's hot.
It's boiling hot. How do you reveal it? You reveal by blowing. If it's a big, you bellow. But you blow on it a little bit, you reveal the fire. Then you have the flintstone. Yeah, it's also a source of fire. But over there, you got to rub it. That love is the Ava Mesuteres. That love, is that fire is a hidden fire. You don't burn yourself touching a flintstone. So this is basically a love that you create a new fire, so to speak. And this is a love that the fire was there already. You just got to reveal it. Vaydeis bein yotzim min alam agili. V'zeh yimai min azal. This is what Chazal say. Nichnes yayin yotzis sod. When you have wine, all secrets come out. Simply, the Gemara means, a few words of the Gemara, Nichnes Yayin Yotzei Sod, four words of the Gemara, that seemingly, I don't need the Gemara to tell me that when you get drunk, you talk too much. Right? Two things causes a person to lose control over themselves. Anger and wine.
And
mashka, whatever. Huh? Yeah, but not tequila.
I don't know why how come they drink tequila? Ridiculous.
No.
What are you talking about?
Okay, that's not... Oh, no. Now we're learning chassidus, not the... Now, the Gemara says, though, nichnas yayin... So what's the Gemara telling us? So the Gemara is basically telling us, according to chassidus, sod is the secret of Teda. Mm-hmm. Yayin, we learned many times, is the level of bina. When you have bina, understanding of alakus, the secrets, meaning the secrets of Teda, the love which is hidden within the person, which is the sod, avamus teres, the hidden love, the secretive love, because it's not revealed. Through his beininess, you reveal the hidden love within the person. That's why yayin, seydis ha-teda, you know, teda is called water and bread and... wine is the seid of Teda, the secrets of Teda, not chassidus. Kabbalah is called sod. That's the level of yayin. The Rebbe Kuntz in Yonish Shoteh Chassidus explained that chassidus, the fifth level, that's the level of shemen, of oil. Because oil is on top and affects everything, that's yechida. But nichnas yayin yotze sod, the level of seidus ha Teda, Kabbalah, is called yena shel Teda. It's the wine of Teda. Now, sod refers to the hidden love. And the revelation of it coming out, which is called Yayin Yena Shel Teda. Okay? Now, which love is greater? This Avamasuteris revealed, or the revealed love that comes through meditation? So he says, Mamish at the bottom of the page, Bemis, Magus Madregas Avazamasuteres, this hidden love is Gedel of an Abba, is much greater and bigger from the Abba. Neldim is Bainin Asanah. It's much greater. Top of 88. Av Shazuhi Allah the Chadosha, even though this is new. And Vizu Ainis Chachas Kamura, the new things are better. He says, Alpha became Shar Shanaila Yasin. The source of the hidden love, that comes from a higher, that's Yechida Shebenefesh. That's the level of Yechida, the essential bond that a Jew Nadi wants, and Nadi could become separated from Hashem because he is Hashem. That Ahava, and again, Ahava, by definition, we mentioned this many, many times. The definition of love that the world says and don't know what in the world they're talking about, because those people that say, I love you, I love you, I love you, they have no love at all. Love means you become one with the thing. The numerical value of Ahava, love, Aleph, Hey, Beis, Hey, is 13. And 13 is the numerical value of Echad. What is the inyan of Ahava really? When you love, you become one with the person. Like Manasvim used to say, a guy says, I love chicken. I love chicken. He says, is that what you do to something you love? You cut it up and eat it and burn it and cook it. Is that what you do to something? You don't love chicken. You love yourself.
I love eating.
I love eating. I love chicken. So I love me. So, but that 1 minute, the real definition of, that, and therefore, by the way, that is a love that doesn't come from causes. You're nice to me. I love you because I get something from you. Yeah? The love of Avla Ben, parents to children, is unconditional love. Conditional love is nowhere near as great as unconditional love. Unconditional love is higher than seichel and midas. It's a bond of essence to essence. Why does a parent love a child? Not because they're smart, not because they're beautiful, not because they're whatever. They love me because they're an extension of me. They're me. It's one. It's unconditional. I love me, I love them. So Ava Mesuteres Alter Rebbe says, even though l'chayit, it's not a big thing, all you're doing is revealing it, but it's a much deeper level of Ava than the Ava of a Mizbeinanis, the Ava, the a new Ava that comes through meditation.
Mesuteres is from Avraham Avinu, right?
Huh? Yerusha from the Avos, yeah. Avraham Avinu instilled by Yerusha, Ava, Yitzchok, Yira, and Yaakov Avinu, Teferes, Rachman. And therefore the Jews, every Jew has those three. The Shvatim not. If you're Reuven, you're not necessarily Shimon. You're Shimon, you're not Levi. Over there, that's why it's not Reuven Avinu, you're Shimon Avinu.
Even a Jew who doesn't know he's a Jew, he still has the Mesuteres.
Today you have Jews are born Jewish, die Jewish, and they never knew they were Jewish. Yes?
He has the
Mesuteres. Yeah, you know how many Jews you meet in the street, they're 80 years old, you say, oh, by the way, you're Jewish. They don't know. They were born Jewish, they died Jewish, they never knew they're Jewish.
And then they are Jews.
Those Jews have the same Yechidah Shem HaNefesh that Moshe Rabbeinu has.
They really don't know anything about
it. So those people, I don't want to say the word are worse, because if they know they're Jewish, then they should feel an obligation to learn what I am. Who am I? Don't you want to know who you are?
They are the pinnacle of decency.
Who? Jews?
Those Jews who don't know anything about Judaism, and they think they are in the pinnacle of decency and ethics and...
People think a lot of things.
Yeah, very well. It's such a good class I sponsored.
Okay. Class sponsored by Avraham Aradi. Because he likes love.
Rabbi, that Hasidic case, what level of love
was that? Essence.
Rabbi, there was another
thing. That's what the Rebbe says. Because Tzaddikim, Tzaddikim, the Rebbe says, are like the creator, Tzaddikim Dem Lebeir. By Torah it says, Anechi, Ano Nafshik Savis Yehovis, what the Gemara says. Now, the Rebbe explained it, simply means, I myself wrote it in the Torah. I'm the author of Torah.
Talk about Inshallah.
Not I myself wrote it. I wrote myself and gave myself. So Hashem's essence is in Torah. When it's up, it says a minor. When the Rebbe says a minor, the Rebbe explained. The essence of the Rebbe is in the minor. He's not giving him a kiss or hug, external bubble mice, a toy. His essence is giving the other all the things.